Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Coming up, the latest on the Libya situation. It's absolutely horrible what's going on over there, and we will update you on some of the horrors and maybe give you a little bit of hope as well at 800-259-9231 about nonviolent resistance, nonviolent non-cooperation. There's actually some news about that that's worthy of discussion. 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up anything you want. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So we're going to continue here. Take your phone calls. Don't forget to visit our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are completely free, and you can actually control the content of the website by submitting different things that you find online, things of interest that you think other listeners would like. You submit it to the site. Other listeners vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more people see them. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we go to Chuck, listening in California. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Thomas Jefferson's a pussy.
Okay. Okay. What's that supposed to mean?
He's kind of dead. I mean, you know.
Thomas Jefferson is a pussy.
Do you have anything more, to say than...
I have proof of this.
Okay.
Okay.
You want my proof?
Go for it.
Charlie Sheen said so on the Alex Jones show.
That's not really proof of anything. So did you have anything wanted to talk about?
Yeah, that Thomas Jefferson's a pussy.
All right, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Can I air and say that a couple of times?
Apparently so. He wanted to wait an hour to say that.
Wow.
So, good for you, Chuck. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Matt in Illinois. Maybe he thinks that's a bad word and he can't say that on the air. I don't know. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last hour you were talking about a restaurant refusing to serve you.
That's right.
And it reminded me of a story I heard about a restaurant in Seattle that has refused to serve TSA agents.
Yeah, that's true. I have that story.
That's heroic.
And it's called SeaTac. C-S-E-A-TAC, T-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the restaurant, I guess. And they say, just one of the employees says, my boss flies quite a bit, and he has an amazing ability to remember faces. If he sees a TSA agent come in, we turn our backs and completely ignore them and tell them to leave.
Outstanding.
They aren't welcomed in our establishment.
Well, you know, if anybody were going to, you were asking the question, Mark, earlier, if it's legal to refuse service to somebody, and if anybody were going to have a problem with it, you'd think some, government bureaucrat full of entitlement would be the first person to file a lawsuit.
You'd think.
Certainly. I think definitely I agree. What they're doing is very noble. They've made it pretty public as to what they're doing, obviously. They have also handed out signage on their the outside of their establishment. And, and the word is getting around to the various, airlines, obviously.
That's going
to
get my business, too, by the way. Like, if I were living in Seattle, I would go and buy something from them just to let them know that I support them.
Right.
Well, according to their website, over 90% of their customers support the decision.
Awesome.
And they've asked the police to escort some of the TSA agents out, and the police have come in, and they have escorted them out. They apparently agreed to.
Outstanding.
Yeah, most of the cops I've talked to that aren't there in the airport, that don't have to, deal with the TSA agents on a day-to-day basis, say, these guys aren't law enforcement officers, nothing like law enforcement officers, and, they just kind of look down on the TSA agents, so... they don't feel like they're good enough to be in their club, I guess.
Matt, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was it. I just thought that was an interesting story, and if you get enough free staters in there to open up restaurants in Keene, I don't think you'll have anything to worry about people not serving you.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Actually, it wasn't in Keene. It was out in Nashua where that happened, where the courthouse pizza location across the street from the courthouse refused to serve approximately 25 activists in favor of the handful of cops that had retreated in there after a court trial where activists poured out in support of one of their own. And hopefully, down the line we'll have enough people to where folks can just go regularly to arraignments of other people and trials of other people that, aren't necessarily activists and show support for them, too.
Yeah, it seems that location is definitely targeted towards those tax dollar paychecks that the the employees receive of that courthouse and the subsidiaries.
Oh, and so afterwards, one more, I guess, addendum to that particular story about this pizza place refusing our business in favor of the police. Afterwards, I've called the port 411, which is a message distribution system here, that essentially a voicemail distribution system. You call a number, leave a message, and when you hang up, it's distributed to literally hundreds of recipients, mostly activists here in New Hampshire, but anybody can sign up to receive these things. So I made a phone call to let people know not only what was going on or what happened in court, but to let them know what happened with Courthouse Pizza and to put them out there by name and say, look, this guy refused our business. So, you know, just want to give the rest of the activists a heads up. If you're in Nashville, this is not a place to go and eat.
You don't want to wander in there and give this guy your money. I mean, he doesn't want you there. He doesn't want your kind there.
No. Yeah.
That's really what it is. We don't want your kind around here. That's essentially all it is. And so Mike Barsky wrote me back.
He doesn't really feel that way. He just has to protect his customer base with the cops. I understand why it is he chooses to do it.
Well, you don't know how he feels.
You gotta make him. I think that's probably what it's all about, right?
It's a fair guess.
If that's the side he picked, that's his side.
That's right. So Mike Barsky writes in. He's one of the guy. He's the guy that created MailToJail.com. Great activist. He's one of the folks that's up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He says that he heard my Pork 411 that I left, and he went to their restaurant. Their restaurant website, used their contact form, and wrote them the following. I thought you might want to know what your policy has done to your customer base. Approximately 25 people wanted to eat lunch at your restaurant today. There were 4 cops in your restaurant who didn't want these 25 people there. These people asked the owner or manager if they did not want the 25 people there and were told the 25 people were not welcome. So not only did you lose out on a large lunch order, but those 25 people are part of a much larger community and are now spreading the word that your restaurant would rather have 4 cops as patrons, likely they are regular patrons, than peaceful people. You can hear the message here, and then he links to the message that I left about his business. So maybe that'll make him think twice about what he did today.
I don't think so. I think this person is definitely set in their ways of collecting that parasitic paycheck.
I'm sure it's good money for him. He's situated right across from that courthouse.
Yeah. I think it's every bureaucrat. His target crowd right there.
I mean, what else can he do in that situation?
So 800-259-9231.
The only people he gets in there are really the bureaucrats and their victims. Their victims don't tend to look like the nicest crowd, I'm sure. And many of them probably just want to get out of there.
So, changing gears across the rest of the world to focus on what's happening in Libya. Of course, your calls are still welcome about anything at 800-259-9231. And there have been protests, obviously, going on in a lot of different Middle Eastern, North African countries over the last several weeks. But Libya has really overshadowed everything because of the incredibly violent response on the part of the government people there and the military.
Yes, definitely. Muammar Gaddafi, recently, there's this article I'm reading off of Raw Story, or the Agent French Press. But anyway, Muammar Gaddafi blamed al-Qaeda on Thursday for insurrection wrecking Libya as he addressed his divided nation for the second time this week to galvanize support for his crumbling regime. Speaking on state television, the embattled Gaddafi insisted the uprising against his 41-year rule was not a people's revolt in the style of Egypt and Tunisia, but driven by trigger-happy youths stoned with drugs inspired by Osama bin Laden.
They're just a bunch of druggies that want me out of here. They're crazy.
And now recently, last week, probably this weekend time frame, Gaddafi has used fighter planes to attack protesters who are peacefully assembling.
They're dropping napalm, right?
Yeah, this is what this is what he's telling himself in order to be able to attack his own citizens like this. I mean, imagine how sick and twisted you've got to be.
It's crazy.
And I heard on the news today that the military is not particularly on his side in any case, because it's people from all different ethnic areas, and you know it's more of a tribal situation over there. That in the eastern part of the country, they're loading up the tanks and getting ready to roll towards Tripoli.
Well, there was another news story that said that they're crashing their own planes.
Some of them are fleeing to Malta and asking for asylum.
All right, so we'll continue an update on what's going on in Libya here in a moment. Plus, some of the soldiers that have been accused of mutiny are now being executed over there as well. So they're fighting back against them, too. The government is working up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website where we've got a lot of stuff. We give it to you for free. The webcam is one of those features. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact as the chat room is built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that stuff for free. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. The cam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're continuing an update on what's happening in Libya as the military is being ordered to attack its own civilians. They are dropping bombs, I mean napalm, from what I understand, on crowds of people.
That's right. Hundreds of people have been killed amid brutal crackdown by Gaddafi's forces since the uprising started in the eastern city of Benghazi on February 15th. According to human rights groups, while some politicians say the toll could be as high as 1,000, amid growing international disgust at bloodshed, the White House said President Barack Obama would telephone France's President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister David Cameron later Thursday to discuss the crisis, as if, you know, the White House can solve everything, of course, you know. As the fighting continued, swaths of East Libya have fallen to opposition control and others into lawlessness, residents and reporters said. World governments have scrambled to evacuate stranded nationals from the oil-rich North African state as world crude prices soar above $120 a barrel before eventually dropping back to around $114 a barrel on positive U.S. economic data.
Because there's a lot of oil in Libya, is there?
That's right. In fact, Libya sells about 79% of its oil to European countries, so the interest in that situation stabilizing is very important. And the tribes basically got together and decided that they're unified in not wanting the violence to continue. They're kind of ambiguous at first about whether they supported the protesters or the government.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're pretty sure now.
They're pretty sure, at this point, now that the bloodshed has increased drastically. But they did say that they were going to stop the production of oil on the oil fields. So
as a protest.
Yeah, yes. Largely Libya's oil fields don't really come to the United States, so you know that it doesn't directly affect the United States.
But it's still affecting the price of oil.
Well, they go to Europe, and then one has to ask, where is Europe's oil going to come from? Well, at that point, they'd be willing to bid higher.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, for oil. Saudi Arabia, however, has said Saudi Arabia doesn't want this crap happening at their place, right? So they've said, listen. We'll just supply all the oil that Libya's not supplying right now. We'll come up with it. Don't sweat it. So
really?
they're going to supply, and that's the reason you've seen oil prices speculation on a drop in the last today.
So here's some other news about what's going on. According to PressTV.ir, an amateur video shows the bodies of some 130 slain soldiers with their hands tied behind their backs. The mutinous soldiers were shot dead in Al-Baida near the eastern city of Benghazi in Libya. This comes amid more reports of defiance among army ranks and soldiers who have refused to obey orders by embattled Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi to shoot peaceful protesters. So some of the same people, we reported earlier this week or last week, about how their military commanders actually got in jets and flew out of the country, essentially saying, screw this, I'm not going to attack these people. We're also hearing about, today, some of the people in the Air Force just crashing their jets. Presumably they're ejecting before they do this, but they're crashing their jets so they can't be used to drop bombs on people. And so it's these people that have been, they're calling them mutiny, they're calling them mutinous, essentially, over the government is calling them this.
Right.
They're rounding them up.
You're not shooting your own citizens, you're mutinous.
Right, so they're rounding those people up, and now they are executing them. 130 of these mutinous soldiers being executed. The IFHR said the brutal crackdown on protesters in Libya is a crime against humanity and has to be referred to the International Court of Justice. Medical sources told the rights group they have seen scenes of carnage in Benghazi, where hospitals remain packed with dead bodies and people injured by attacks by Gaddafi loyalists. Meanwhile, hundreds of dead protesters have been buried in mass graves at a beach in the capital, Tripoli, according to reports. At least 1,000 people have reportedly lost their lives in the security forces' crackdown on civilians since last week.
Sounds right.
Gaddafi has vowed not to bow to popular calls to end his four-decade rule and threatened to crush the pro-democracy protesters. And you're saying, Mark, that it's your understanding that some of the military is actually rolling towards Gaddafi's
Towards home base. Tripoli, yeah. Well, in between Benghazi and Tripoli is this town that Gaddafi's from. I'm not familiar with the name. I'm no foreign policy expert here or anything like that. I just watch the news like anybody else. But his hometown is in between, and apparently they're dug in there too.
His troops, you mean?
Somebody is. I mean, you see, he doesn't really. This is the part you have to understand. He's kept the military weak over the years and actually supplied sort of tribal militias and that kind of thing in the hopes that he could keep them loyal to him, because the military basically takes people from all different tribes, and it's a confusing array.
Yeah, this story I have here, a little part I want to read here. A dozen army and police commanders came forward in the eastern town of Al Baida to pronounce their support for the popular revolt, each being widely applauded by the crowd. I have left my job to come to Al Baida in solidarity with my people, said Police General Salah Metzek. They say I'm a traitor, but I have principles. General Abdul Aziz Al-Busta said he had refused orders to fire on civilians as the uprising erupted last week. They asked us to confront the people, and I refused. We cannot use our weapons on our young, he said. On Tuesday, Gaddafi vowed to remain as Libya's leader. He said he would die as a martyr in the land of his ancestors and fight to the last drop of his blood.
He probably means it, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This really confronts me with a problem. I believe that peaceful solutions are the best. But when you're dealing with a sociopath, like a real live sociopath, the kind that would rather see you dead than lose an ounce of their power.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in that circumstance? I mean, for me, I wonder whether a bunker buster bomb is the best solution to this problem.
Well, really, what should happen is those people around him, those people closest to him, should realize this guy's a nut job. At some point, when everybody
4 years now.
Well, no, I'm just saying right
but
now during
paying.
The revolts, during this uprising. As he loses more and more support, like this latest interview he did was a 20-minute interview. Now, prior to that, he had done a 75-minute interview at a podium on live television.
Uh-huh.
But this one was done by telephone from undisclosed location. So there are people, I guess, assuming that he is losing supporters and he's more, I guess, bunkered down, needs less guards and people around him to maintain the security.
Well, the more guards you have, the more likely one of them is going to turn on you, right?
Yeah.
I suppose if one of them caps him, but then what are the other guards going to do? Cap him, I would assume.
Just depends on how dedicated he is,
yeah,
right?
It all just depends.
So 800-259-9231. Also, security forces used heavy machine guns to stop crowds of protesters recently. Indeed, Libya has tightened its clampdown after this by launching a door-to-door search for opposition protesters. Kicking in people's doors, searching their homes. 800-259-9231. You take control. Could it happen here? It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those. By the way, those features include listening options. We've got live streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can watch us on the webcam. You can tune in via the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to our streams that way. Got 93 radio affiliates on AM and FM across the country, airing the show at various different times throughout the week, and our free-to-air satellite feed. It's all there for you and free at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've been paying attention to the news or talk radio or any of these venues, you know that people are stocking up on gold and silver, whether it's a hedge against inflation as a barter currency in case something terrible happens, or just with the hope of there being some increase in the value. Well, if you want to do that and you're looking around, check out gold.freetalklive.com. I've picked out some hand-picked pieces there that I think are really great value. You can compare them to other places that are offering gold and silver and see if they're the right choice for you. Some of them are really only available at this location, and some of them are the lowest prices you're going to find on the Internet. So go check out gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy there, take into consideration that shipping is the same on 20 coins as it is on one. So it might be better to get some silver instead of one gold piece. It might be better to get 20 silver pieces. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to David listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys at the Vism, I think you did some great stuff today. That pizza guy, I mean, he really lost out, losing like 25 patrons. I think I think that was activism right there, because money went out of his pocket. He's going to think about that.
Oh, yes,
sure he is.
I hope he does. I mean, what you're referring to is after a courtroom activism today, some of the activists followed the police to a local pizza parlor where the police always go to. So we know that he was protecting regular customers in this case, or he saw the regular customers as a greater benefit over time than he saw the 25 people there, but he didn't realize that there were more than 25 people who might be paying attention to this situation.
Right.
So you're right, David. He made a big mistake choosing sides in that particular case.
Yeah, it was a mistake. I think he's going to think it, too, because he's... their reasoning for not having you there, whatever stupid reason they had for not the police wanting you in there, was really kind of frivolous, really.
Well, the cops wanted to get away from us. They did not want to have the cameras nearby them, and even though we were willing to put our cameras away to go and eat, the idea was we were just going to go eat there. We'll just sit down at a table next to these guys and eat.
Stare at them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was pretty much it.
David, before you leave, you'd sent me a message on Facebook.
I was busting you.
Yeah, you busted.
I was busting you.
Well, I wanted to call this out on the air because I think it's an important point. And you don't have to stay on for the discussion if you don't want to. But David called us out as the activist. David's a New Hampshire, pretty much a native. I don't know if you're actually native, but you've been here
I've been here
time.
About 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, you've been here longer than the Free State.
Yeah. He counts as a native from our... From the way we look at it.
Yeah, and David's local to Keene, which is where we do this program, and he's kind of been showing up and, you know, getting more active and getting in touch with some of the activist circles, and of course he's called the show a number of times. And David, you were a little perturbed today because you were completely in the dark about this opportunity to go to Nashua and go to this trial. And I pointed out that, it wasn't promoted as well as it could have been. It was only created as a Facebook event, and people were invited.
This is an issue that needs to be addressed. I mean, you know,
you say a Facebook event, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means, really.
Well, on Facebook, you can create... Facebook's a great tool for promoting things, because you can create an event, and you can invite all of your friends on Facebook to this event that you've created in, like, one or two clicks. I mean, boom, all of a sudden, your friends are invited to this event, and then they can invite their friends, and their friends can invite their friends. And I think that's what broke down, was because Big Mike, who was on trial today, created this event. He invited of his friends to it, and I didn't even think to invite all the people that I knew, because the people I know are different from the people that that Big Mike knows, and so as a result of that, you didn't get invited to this particular event. It wasn't promoted on any of the activist calendars that are out there. It wasn't, I don't think there was a thread over the Free Keene Forum, so there could have been more that was done that nobody sent a Porcupine 411 about it. There's always more that can be done as far as promotion is concerned, and usually the primary promoter of these things has to be the person who is on trial. If they want people to show up, they have to put it out there that they want people to show up. Because some people don't want that. Some people get arrested and they just want to keep it quiet. They just want to go and take care of it without having people backing them up. So it's something that people need to practice at, David, and I just wanted to address that because I know a lot of activists listen to this program, and it's important for them to get out there. And even if the original activist who's on trial has dropped the ball, if you know that they want it promoted or if there is some sort of an event, spread the word about it in whatever way you can and invite as many people as possible. But definitely there have been some communications breakdowns, and that resulted in fewer people showing up today than otherwise could have. I mean, we said there were at least 25 people there. Maybe there were another 5 people like David who were completely in the dark and otherwise would have been able to make it.
Yeah. I mean, 25 is really good. I mean, even more would have been, you know, I mean, boy.
More's better.
The more the merrier. David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir, at 800-259-9231. It's tough. It's tricky.
Well, we're still figuring this whole thing out. And,
yeah, we're new at this, you know. This has never happened before. Let me make this clear. When I was down in Florida doing liberty activism down there, there were a handful of people from which I could turn to get active with, you know, volunteering or doing outreach or whatever it was that we were doing. And even with them, it was like pulling teeth to try to get them to show up and actually do something. Here, there's a pool of hundreds of people, and that is great because it means that there's a lot more that can be done in theory and a lot more is being done in reality, but it also means that there's some communications issues that come up, growing pains, essentially, that happen. I mean, down in Florida, I could have a list of 10 names, and those are the only 10 people I could possibly call.
Telephone, yeah.
Yeah, I can call them all, but here, I can't call these people. There's hundreds of them. I can send out a Facebook invite, but if they don't send out a Facebook invite to their friends, then I won't be able to reach them, and so on and so forth. And there's also other things beyond Facebook. There's a couple people visiting here in town. I think it's them. I know it's a couple other people that just moved here recently from Hawaii. I was telling them, oh yeah, you need to go and join the Monadnock Families for Liberty, because they've got a child about the same age, I think, as your son.
A little younger.
They've got a young son, and so there's this Facebook group that we created for families to join that are in this area of New Hampshire, the southwest corner of New Hampshire, called the Monadnock Families for Liberty. There's probably about, I don't know, what, maybe half a dozen families in there. It's a relatively small group, maybe over a dozen members, but between the husband and wife, whatever. About half a dozen families. And so I encouraged them to go and join this group. Later on, I found out that they don't have Facebook. Like, oh man, what do we do now? You don't have Facebook. Because that's where this thing is. That's where this is happening. So there are still some people that aren't plugged into those channels, and they need to be able to find out about things that are going on too. So yeah. It's a logistical problem that we're dealing with.
Well, that's a good problem to have, I think.
I agree.
If there's so much interest out there, they just don't know where to direct that energy. Well, then we can certainly provide avenues for direction. And I think if more is done on like the Freekeen blog site or something similar to that, I can't really think of an alternative. Seeing as I frequent that one, but using the blog more instead of Facebook, I think relying too much on Facebook and the membership thereof is. I mean, it's valuable. Don't get me wrong. I value the ability to communicate and coordinate through Facebook, but at the same time, it does limit your audience.
It does, although, we know there are billions.
It limits it to 95% of the population.
It's probably 90%. I mean, there are billions of people on Facebook or something like that, or hundreds of millions. There's a lot of people on Facebook, and more are signing up frequently. But I agree with you, JJ, that other activists... communications venues should not be ignored. In Keene, we have a calendar which is relatively new. It has replaced an older calendar, and it's kind of tricky to get to use it, but it's a Google calendar. So once you get the hang of using it, it can all link into your, if you have a Google calendar for your personal self, it can link into that. So I've got my Android phone, which is a Google phone. My Google calendar's on there. I can see everything that's going on the activism calendar as well, right there on my phone, which is really nice and convenient. More coming up here. You can take control. Get interactive with us online and on the phones here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. The power of nonviolent resistance. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Your phone calls are the priority element. You can bring up anything you want. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we'll give you the features on the site completely free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Actually, you can go specifically to amp.freetalklive.com to become Free Talk Live amplifier and send us $3 a month, with which we will take and reinvest into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So do that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the site, amp.freetalklive.com. And get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only discussion forum, and podcast and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Sean, listening to 104.7 in Waverly, Ohio. Hello, Sean.
Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call you and say good job and give you guys a pat on the back. I am sitting here at the station 104.7. I have the transmitter here in front of me, and
wow.
I figured I'd just call you guys up and see how everything was this evening.
Well, that is fantastic. You're an operator of a radio station that is not FCC licensed, correct?
That is correct.
That is very brave of you, Sean. Incredibly brave to not only operate it, but also to call in and let your voice be heard on the air. It's fairly uncommon. Do you run your own show on the station?
No. I usually run LRN during the weekends, but now that I have more time here and I've upgraded the transmitter and the antenna system, it's currently 24/7.
Wow,
fantastic.
Thanks for doing that.
I will make a note over at lrn.fm, because we have a little list of our radio stations as far as, you know, who's doing what, how often they're on the air, etc. So you're running around-the-clock lrn.fm content, and it's Waverly, Ohio. So are you covering the whole town? Is it what's the size of the town there?
Tell us about the metro.
Probably about, I'd say, just to take a wild guess, probably 20,000, maybe a little bit more.
Not too shabby. Have you heard any buzz around town?
No, not as of yet, but we're kind of got our fingers crossed, and And I know I've took a drive around, and I know I can hear it throughout the city. So it's I'm running about a 5-watt station with a dipole about 35 feet in the air, and it's covering the whole city pretty good.
It's incredible. As long as with FM transmission, as long as you've got a good antenna height, then it's essentially a line of sight kind of transmission
thing. Right.
So antenna height is the most important factor. You can pump 5,000 watts in underground; it's not going to do anything, but 5 watts up in the air is going to do a lot. So that's great news. What did you spend on your setup?
Well, the dipole I made, the antenna is homebrew. I made it out of half inch copper water pipe, which is real easy. It's no big deal. Feeding it with the equivalent to 9913 coax, a pretty good size 50 ohm coax. And I purchased the transmitter from FMUser. I don't want to say it if it's okay, but.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's FMUser.com.
Okay.
They have a real good variety of transmitters and antennas and whatnot. And that's where I purchased the transmitter from, and
yeah.
the I'm using the feed from your satellite transmission on FTA.
Fantastic, the free to air satellite.
Yes, sir.
Feed,
that's what I'm using. The feed from the satellite. Yes,
so,
sir.
So I mean, free to air equipment's pretty cheap. These transmitters I'm looking at here aren't too expensive. What would you say your total investment was for the radio station?
Well, the transmitter was. Probably about, to the door, maybe about $80, and I spent, I had the coax around here, I'm a ham operator, so anyway, the antenna, I probably have about maybe $8 or $9 in, and the free-to-air system, I think the receiver was probably around $75 or $80, so maybe,
500?
Yeah, maybe $350.
That's outstanding.
$350, $400.
Now, not everybody is a not everybody that would be interested in doing their own broadcasting is like a broadcast engineer. You sound like you know your stuff. Like you said, you're a ham operator, so you can build your own antennas.
You're gonna lose that license. They catch you
stuff.
Well, you know, you'll have that
stuff like that.
I'm not worried about the FCC a whole lot.
But actually, buying your own antenna is not very expensive. They offer antennas, omnidirectional.
Oh no, you can pick up a quarter wave antenna for or half wave antenna for less than $100 on that website.
Yep.
But the easiest thing I've done, like I said, I just took a half inch quarter or a half inch quarter.
Yeah, we don't really have time to get into the whole nitty gritty of this. But I can point out, if for people that are interested in doing things like building their own antenna, we do have a section of our forum of the BBS, the Free Talk Live BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com, which is dedicated.
Plenty of information out there for building your own antennas. Yes, sir.
Correct. It's dedicated to people like you who are kind of operating these radio stations to trade tips and suggestions and stories and things like that and experiences.
Absolutely.
So I would highly recommend anybody that is interested in following this path to go and check that out. You can also go to broadcast.lrn.fm. I'm glad to know that you guys are on board, and now that you're 24/7, I bet you're going to start to hear buzz around town because it's a more consistent operation. And I thank you, Sean, for your courage and your bravery. I think that operating a pirate radio station, if you want to use those terms.
I don't even know that he's
qualified. Community radio station.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I don't think his, at 5 watts, I don't think his is. I think that his qualifies as a part 19.
You are incorrect. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought I had 10 watts
no,
or less.
No, it's far from a part 15. And no, it's not part 15, trust me.
Okay. Part 15 FM station. Part 15 is a section of the FCC's regulations that defines what a legal transmitter can be, that
right.
You don't have to get a license for, according to their rules. And essentially, if your signal goes beyond your living room or your home, it's probably not
pretty
part
much. If it broadcasts beyond 300 feet, you're operating illegal.
You can do more on AM. They pretty much allow you to do like a tenth of a watt or something like that on AM, and you can do a little bit better with that. Maybe like a half a mile or a quarter mile or something like that.
That's not any fun, though.
Yeah, I agree, and it sounds like crap. Thank you, Sean, for the call. I appreciate hearing
kudos,
from you tonight.
Man.
Thank you. Incredibly brave. I mean, because he's putting his butt on the line to get the message of freedom out across the airwaves where he lives. It's incredibly brave. And even more so, maybe a little bit crazy to call and actually have his voice on the air.
As long as we don't have a station in that market, I'm okay with it.
So, but it, it's not just us that's hearing. It's the entire LRN.FM feed 24/7. And as you pointed out, it's incredibly affordable. I mean, for less than the price of the application fee of trying to apply to the FCC to run your own radio station, you can run the station. So, I mean, if you could afford to do your own real FCC transmitter, like FCC-approved radio station, you could afford to probably set up 50 of these independent stations. I mean, I don't know what it costs to start an FCC station, but I've tried to figure it out, and it is like... It's like navigating a labyrinth. It's incredibly difficult.
You've got to hire a lawyer.
Right. I mean, the lawyer's fees alone are going to be several radio stations that you could build for yourself. Jeez. So, I mean, if you
don't want to walk into that without a mill in your pocket.
A million? Really?
I can't imagine you would.
It would be easier, actually, Mark, to actually buy an existing radio station.
Yes.
That would be a much easier process. But those are only available when they go up for sale because there's a limited amount of licenses.
Yeah, and it really speaks to how smaller markets are just underserved. Obviously, the dial's full of people, and if you're going to start one of these things, you don't want to stomp on somebody else's signal.
Yes, you need to be a good neighbor.
The dial is full in metros like Los Angeles and New York and the surrounding areas and stuff like that. But when you're getting out to...
Waverly, Ohio.
Yeah, places like that, the dial's wide open. I remember being in places in the United States and pushing the seek button on the FM dial, and that thing just wound
around. Oh, yeah, definitely. When moving here from Wisconsin for the Free State Project, you go through areas where you're not listening to anything but the one or two country stations.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly right. So, again, more information about how to do this stuff over at broadcast.lrn.fm. It's, I think, one of the most effective forms of activism that can be done. It's very behind the scenes. It's risky, but it's behind the scenes, and it really gets the word out because people still use radio. I know there's people out there that, you know, oh, internet, that's the future. And it's true. The internet is the future, but radio still exists. It's still incredibly popular. The penetration of radio is more than cable television. It's more than broadcast TV. 96% or something like that of Americans listen to radio on a very regular basis.
People may hook up their iPod or whatever their device is to their radio, but the fallback is always the broadcast radio signal. And if your CD player isn't working, you put the radio on, you're listening, looking for channels.
Well, a lot of people went to CDs because music radio sucks. And, you know, they play the same songs over and over again, and they wanted to hear their own mix. But talk radio's got something that music radio doesn't have, and that's original live content.
Right.
That you can't get from your iPod. That's all recorded stuff. So there's definitely a reason. If you've got something worth listening to, people will find out about it. The word will spread, and they'll tune in. I mean, we heard there was a pirate operator here in Keene for a while. They're off the air at this time, but we heard that one of the local judges was a listener.
Wow.
And he said he liked it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.